Reflections. Brought to you by Torch Trust, the Christian organization with a vision for people with sight loss. Presented by Marilyn Baker.
Hello there. Let me give you a very warm welcome. You're tuned in to Reflections, a programme on faith and disability in today's world, and I'm Marilyn Baker. People say that Britain still has a way to go to ensure that disabled people are fully included. But what's life like in other European countries for blind and partially sighted people? In today's programme, we hear from Tina Hansen from Sweden and Anna Foyen from Norway. Tina works for Syskon Bandit and Anna works at CAB. Both organisations are Christian charities that do similar work to the UK's Torch Trust, enabling blind and partially sighted people to access Christian literature and fellowship. Tina and Anna visited Torch Trust's offices in Leicestershire as part of a group visit to England. Reflections producer Rachel Dalby chatted with them while they were over here. Rachel began by asking Tina to explain what the Swedish name Syskon Bandit meant.
Yeah, the name Syskon Bandit, it means the band of sisters and brothers. But we have the word in Swedish syskon, that is means both the brothers and sisters. So that's the translation. But it is the organization of Christian blind and visually impaired in Sweden.
And what do you do as an organisation? What is your role in Sweden?
We are organising social things for visually impaired and blind Christian people, and of course welcome others for camps and conferences and things like that. And we also have our own newspaper or magazine. It comes out each month, so with intern and extern information for our members and others.
And Anna, you're from Norway.
Yes.
And your organisation is called CAB for short. But can you tell me the full name of your organisation and translate that for me, please?
Yes. I'm going to say it in Norwegian. Kristent arbeid blant blinde og svaksynte. And that means the Christian Association for the Visually Impaired.
And Anna, you're actually the editor for your organisation. So tell me a little bit about your work.
Yeah. I do the audio magazines, and there we have some interviews, some sermons, Christian music, and other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a magazine. Yeah.
So do these go out on CD to your subscribers?
Yeah, on Daisy.
On Daisy,
yeah.
Okay. So, Tina, you're actually the leader for Syskon Bandit, aren't you? But you have other jobs within your role. You also do some writing, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing some writing in our magazine and also on the website. But my focus is to organise camps and conferences and different getting together and keep in touch with members, new members and old members.
And how long has your organisation, Tina, in Sweden been going? It's quite old now, isn't it? It's been going quite some time.
Yeah, it's more than 100 years old.
Is it really? Wow.
It's since 1908. 104 years old.
No. Wow, okay. Mm. And how long have you been working there? Not been there quite that long, have you?
No. Working there, I have been totally since 4 years ago.
And how did you get involved with Syskon Bandit?
I got involved when I was 13 years old.
Okay, so just a teenager.
Yeah, beginning of teenage. I heard about, I get the audio magazine then that the association was giving out, and heard about they were doing a camp for teenagers. And I have never heard about this before, when they combined both the Christian fellowship and also the visually impaired.
Right, yes.
So it made me very interested. I got on that camp and it meant a lot for me.
It meant a lot to you. Because you are partially sighted yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And how did you start to lose your sight? You weren't born partially sighted, were you?
No, when I was in the age of 6, they saw that I was something was wrong. I put things closer when I wanted to paint or read and stuff like that.
Mm.
So then it begins, and they saw that it was something wrong. I had like 25% left then. And since then it has been, I have less sight.
So it's been gradually getting worse and you've lost your sight
during the years.
So I guess that helps you to understand the needs of many people who belong to your organisation.
Yeah, of course. I can imagine things, not trying to understand. I know things, and also have the experience of things that I can recommend also that I have.
Yes. And do you feel that God brought you to Siskon Bandet?
Yeah, it seems so. I had not planned that at all. It was a surprise for me when I started to work there, actually. I was studying to being a social worker, and that's good for this work, but I had no plan to work here. But it comes an opportunity when the organisation needed one, and I was just finished with my education.
And Anna, was that the same for you? Were you called, do you feel, by God to work for CAB?
Yeah, I think so, because I tried to follow God. And yes. I was a teacher for 10 years, but until 3 years ago, I wanted to stop as a teacher and do something else. And I was an editor in a Christian teachers organization. But then it was some difficulties and I stopped. But I wanted to be an editor. And then suddenly CAB announced that they wanted an editor. And so I am the editor now. So I feel I am following God.
And Anna, how did you become a Christian?
When I was 2 years, my father and my mother became Christians. And I remember very well that my father read the Bible for me and my brother. And from that time, I think, Jesus became a living person for me. So I have always been a Christian, I think.
From a very, very young age. Yeah. And Tina, is that how you came to God, or have you got quite a different story?
No, it's actually similar. Both my parents are Christians. Okay, ever since I was a child, I went to church and I have never left it. And not the church and not the God. I've always felt God is by my side and helped me. And when I was 12 years old, I decided I really wanted to get baptized.
Do you feel as though you've been through any testing times and challenges, both of you? How has God helped you to get through those?
Yes, I think so. I have 4 children, and when my eldest daughter, she's now 27 years old, when she was 12, she had an accident and she broke her back. And in that time, I felt, what do you call it when God is close? I can't remember the word now, but you understand. And I felt it. And she couldn't walk, and she had to be on hospital for several months.
Gosh.
Yeah. But today she's fine.
Wow.
And we think that that's God's work.
Yeah, so you feel that God healed her.
Yeah, and she does too.
Yes, because that was a very serious injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, very difficult to recover from something like that. Yeah. So you felt God was right there.
Yeah.
Now, Tina, I've read a little bit about how disabled people are treated in Sweden. And I understand that about a year ago, the government made equality for disabled people one of its main targets for the next few years. Is there a sense in Sweden that people are now being better integrated and better served?
I don't think it changes from one day to the other. This is something the government wants to do. It's a big step to make it better and better, but it takes time, step by step. I think it have been more, for example, the concrete things, it's like ramps to the churches, that when this law had come telling the churches they have to have an elevator or ramp. But it's step by step.
Yes, and it's one thing putting ramps and hearing loops into church buildings, isn't it? But it's quite another to actually make a blind or partially sighted person feel properly included in a service. How good are churches at that in Sweden?
It's much about the social thing, and that's not that concrete, that making a ramp, for example. It's more all the people have to more feel they're responsible, how to say, it's a boring word maybe, but to make us, if I use that word, included, because it can, I think that's the hardest thing, to come to a new place and not see the, who is here, and where should I sit, and who can be interested in me, and who, and that such a things, to get contact with people. I think that's the hardest thing.
Yeah, so it's about people already in the church, perhaps changing their attitudes, and being better equipped to meet people who might come into church and make them feel at home. And do you feel, Anna, that that's the same in your country as well?
Yeah.
Is it a case of attitudes still need to change?
Absolutely.
So you're both over here for a special visit to London, actually, at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
How are you finding life in the UK? Are you being made to feel welcome?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
Both here in Torch Trust, fantastic welcome. But also in the, I mean, when we come and didn't directly at the moment find a way to where we will stay, where we have booked hotel, there comes nice people asking, oh, are you looking for a way?
Yeah, so you're finding people very helpful.
Absolutely.
Because there's a group of about 20 of you, aren't there? Some from Sweden, some from Norway. Mm. Is it the first time in the UK for most of those people?
For some, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not for everybody. Some of them have been here before.
And no doubt there are lots of opportunities for worship during your time here. Mm. And you were saying, Anna, that you were at St. Paul's for a service. How did you find that?
It was very good. And we had a guiding tour first, and we could feel the sculpture, and they were very nice, I think. And after that, we went to the Evensong.
And were you able to get the service sheets in Braille?
No, we didn't.
Oh. They had in large print, they had for us, the services.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was helpful then, wasn't it? Yeah, and what's planned for your next few days in England?
Tomorrow we are going to Oxford Street, I think, some of us, and are going for shopping. And,
super.
Yeah. So, and in the evening we are going to the Queen's Theatre.
On
a musical.
Oh,
do you know? Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, I've seen that and you really enjoy it, I'm sure.
Well, it's nice that the two organisations are working together and that blind and partially sighted people can have such a nice holiday in Britain, isn't it? Well, as I said earlier, Tina and Anna's organisations do very similar work to Torch Trust. And if you'd like more information about the services that Torch offers, including its free library of Christian literature for people with sight loss, then do get in touch with us. Torch also offers fellowship opportunities and runs a programme of holidays for blind and partially sighted people. The number to call is 0333 123 1255. That's 0333 123 1255. Or you can email us at info@torchtrust.org. Until next time, from me, from Rachel and the rest of the Reflections team, goodbye and God bless.
Reflections from Torch Trust.